Burt Show.
Did you guys catch what our caller's name is?
Amanda.
Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
I heard you're on the
Hi,
air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Good. You know, from time to time over the last 8 years, we will get an email just like yours that is just, you're just confused by guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's always a bubbling confusion about the opposite sex, but at some point you're just like, why isn't this working for me? And I think you're probably there right now.
I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a recent breakup we're talking about that brought all this sort of introspection on?
Well, I'm 33 now, and it's like I've never had a relationship last more than a year. Mm-hmm. You know, usually 6 months it starts to go downhill. And it's just like you start thinking at a certain age, I want to get married one day, and it's like, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, I think I say this every time we do this. Like, is it possible that you're not doing anything wrong at all? You just haven't met the right guy yet?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like, you know, I've dated quite a few guys, and it's like, it just never, for whatever reason, you know, after the 6 month period, it just starts to go downhill.
And is it usually your choice to get out of the relationship or their choice?
It's usually mutual. I mean, you know, once or twice, I've dumped someone or they dumped me, you know what I mean? It was never like a crazy breakup, really. But it was like more of a mutual thing.
But I admire the fact that you want to just stop the process right now, not to repeat the pattern, if there is a pattern, and try to do something different, you know? But it could be a case where, like Bert said, it just hasn't worked out, you know?
Right. And I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, the type of guy they date. I don't know. It's very weird.
What is your type of guy?
You know, usually he's a couple years younger, not significantly younger, but a couple years younger.
Cougar.
And, you know, I mean, I try, you know, to find someone, you know, that has a job and, you know, I think has good morals. You never know, though. You know what I mean?
So maybe you're setting the bar too high. Maybe you got to get rid of that morals thing.
Or the job.
Or the job. Yeah, one or the other's got
to
go.
Casting with a wide net. They just have to, they have to know killing is bad and they have to get a paycheck.
God, women are so picky now, man. It was so much easier when I was dating. There were no morals at all. So much easier. What happened with the last guy that you were dating? Why did you break up?
I don't know. I mean, it was going great. And then again, like 7 months, I mean, we just, I don't know. He started to get aggravated with me and I started to get aggravated with him. I don't know if it's like I'm very, you know, I'm very into work and, you know, I consider myself well-read. And I think, I don't know if that's intimidating to him. I mean, he was super, you know, super sweet. Everything was going great at first. And then, I don't know, I got busy with work. He got busy with work. And it was like, it just kind of fizzled out.
Who did the breaking up?
It was totally mutual last time.
Who started the conversation?
I did.
Okay.
So you broke up with him then?
Okay. That was mutual.
Never.
It was mutual. I mean, like, it really was mutual, though.
Do you date people who are better or worse looking than you?
I don't know. I mean,
worse.
She doesn't want to say.
Not to be your interpreter, I'm sorry.
Do you think that you date down?
No, I don't think I'd date down. I don't. I mean, maybe a little, but nothing crazy.
But I mean,
if
we were all hanging out and we looked at you and a guy that you're dating, you know, average guy that you're dating, at a restaurant, who would be the lucky one in the relationship, him or you?
Him.
Okay.
Have you tried dating guys your age?
Yeah, I have. They don't work either, really.
What about older guys?
I haven't really dated older guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I just want to stop and figure out what the problem is now. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a game plan, like a marriage game plan, like you were going to be married by 28 years old?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I thought so, you know, at a younger age, and then you hit 29 and you're like, okay, maybe I need to get rid of that plan.
Here's my whole flaw in this whole thing is like, and I think this is mostly women that have this life game plan.
Mm-hmm.
28 years old, I'm going to be married. 30 years old, I'm going to have my first kid, 32, second kid.
Right.
And when you don't reach those mental goals of yours, then all of a sudden you're doing something wrong when you might not be doing anything wrong at all. You just mm-hmm. haven't found the right guy. You haven't rushed into a relationship that you don't belong in that would have ended up in a divorce anyway. Maybe you've just waited. He just hasn't come along yet. Why do women panic like that?
Well, because we're in a pack, and we seem, I think we feel behind because of the people we're around a lot of the times and feel the pressure. Because if she's 33, and are all your friends married?
All of them. All of them are pregnant or have babies.
Right.
I think that's it. I mean, I think it's the ovary time clock more than anything that puts the pressure on it. Yeah. Well, and a lot of times you want to follow in the footsteps of your mom or what your family did. And most of our moms didn't pursue careers like we all do. I mean, she said that, you know, the last relationship fizzled because she was really focused on work. Well, how focused was our mother's generation or our grandmother's generation focused on their careers?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like nil in comparison to what we are.
Wouldn't you rather be 35 years old, though, and end up with a guy that's right for you for the rest of your life than 28 years old and have a divorce behind you already and still searching for that guy?
I think so, but I think what is saying is correct, that this generation has to do it ourselves. Like, the expectation is kind of old-fashioned on what, you know, because our mothers and grandmothers were married young and had children young, and like she said, with the career thing. So I think we have to define it in our own head what our life is going to be like. And then, I mean, I never had a mother that was in my ear about what I needed to be doing, but a lot of women have their mothers telling them, hey, you know, it's a clock's ticking. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just all this feedback you get from everybody wanting to please everybody.
Wendy, you're how old now?
24
years old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, because you're not in a steady relationship right now, that you've done something wrong?
Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, it's, been almost a year since I've been in, like, a year and a half longer since I've been in a relationship. Yeah, you always feel like a failure when you're not in a relationship.
Really?
For that long? Yeah, because I want to get married eventually, but everybody else has relationships. Like, producer Joanna, she's been in her relationship for a year and a half, and she's 25.
You
feel, like, insignificant to your friends and people who are in long-term relationships.
Have you considered working out and doing something different with your hair?
I tried. That doesn't work either.
Maybe you're just not doing anything wrong at all.
Maybe, but you always feel like you are.
Really?
Women, I think, define themselves by their relationships more so than, and hopefully their careers too now, but I think women define themselves as more important in a relationship than out of one, more so than guys do.
Well, here's what we can do for you, and we've done this from time to time. See if you're hip to this. We do this segment called Relationship Report Card, where what you would have to do is you would have to give producer Tracy like 5 or 6 or 7 phone numbers of ex-boyfriends. And then what we do every morning is we get another ex on, and he comes completely clean on what happened in the relationship and your attitude towards the relationship. And he just gives us a snapshot of why it didn't work out and what your responsibility in that was. And then at the end of the week, at least in the past when we've done this, we've had some, I mean, it's been pretty conclusive on exactly why these guys have been turned off.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to try that, it's a gutsy move, because listening to all those guys has got to be tough.
Yeah, no, but what do I have to lose? I have nothing to lose.
And it can be valuable information. I mean, in the past when we've done it, it's valuable information.
One girl, didn't she kind of find out that she drank too much?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's right.
She never admitted it.
She didn't really admit it, but it was like consistent. Every single guy was like, well, she's fun until she gets wasted. And then
she fought it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And in thinking about this yesterday, Jeff and I were talking about this. I think the way we'll do this that's a little bit different is, in the past, every time we've had an ex on, we've had the Burt Show listener on who has argued and argued and argued and wouldn't listen after a while, because they just don't want to hear what's coming out of the ex's mouth.
Right.
So I think what we're going to do is we'll have the ex on every day, and then we'll only check back with you on Friday. So if you want to go ahead and you want to rebut, Friday is the day, but you'll have all week long to chew on everything that they said to you.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give Tracy all the information.
Okay. So if it works out right, then on Monday morning, we'll have the first ex on.
You're a brave girl.
Yes. You are brave.
That could be pretty brutal honesty.
It's
really
brave.
I don't think we
can do that. All right, let me put you on hold, and we'll get some info from you, and we'll see if we can get one of your exes to come on with us. They're not real eager to do this either. It takes a lot of arm twisting, because they're like, man, it's over. It's behind her. Does she really want to know this?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is yes, and we have a tough time convincing them that you really want to hear this. So let's see if we can get one on Monday morning, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
You're welcome. Hold on.
It's like thanking the cop who gave you a ticket.
She may not be thanking us at the end of the week.
Hey, The Burt Show.